Hello, I'm Wayne Robertson, and I'm so happy to introduce a brand new podcast, Business Projects Unusual. I spent 36 years working in technology and leading projects. I really enjoyed those many things I did for large, medium, and very small companies. And looking back over my experience, I remember hearing from adults when I was a child, if you asked how they're doing, they would say, middling, just okay. But life is too short to be just middling. And while there are always some bad times, there's so many good things in life. And I am dedicated to helping people be the most successful they could be in their work and, of course, in life in general. Not that I have all the answers, I don't. But I think I have a few. 36 years of working in technology and a whole wide variety of good and interesting people, I've picked up a few things. And my parents were those wonderful salt-of-the-earth people that worked so hard. My father was a mechanic and a farmer, and he worked so much harder than I ever will. He was a tough guy. And he was, actually, he was so concerned about me as I did not take to physical labor. Put a hammer in my hands, and everybody and everything around is in danger. Turn me loose on fixing a car, and it probably would never run again. And I found farming to be a huge bore. And I'm so glad for all those folks who do farming and enjoy it. Thank you. I enjoy eating, so thank you. However, I did enjoy reading and learning new things. And this is an actual true story. We had chopped up a large tree on the property into small pieces and then split them into small logs with an axe. We set them up to burn in a stove. And that's how we kept our house warm in winter. After all, it's a farm. You do fires. Well, I was reading a great book at the time and very intrigued, so I kept the book in one hand and carried one stick of wood at a time in the other hand. And my father, I thought, was going to have a spell. He had a stroke, I almost, right there on the spot. He just couldn't understand. And at one time, he was concerned and felt I'd have a hard time earning a living. For a man born in 1919, not being able to earn a living with your hands was a huge problem. Huge problem. So fast forward, I had a 5-year career off doing some radio work, was married, went to college, got some education, and then got into the working world. And my father knew I worked in technology, but he was not clear in what I did. If you didn't touch something, he didn't understand what was accomplished. And he would ask me if I built computers. No. Do you fix them? No. Do you create software? Rarely. I tried to explain that I worked with very smart people who did the work and I helped them manage the projects. And after a long pause, he asked, do you get paid for it? And I said, yes. He said, well, at least somebody sees value in what you do, whatever it is. He didn't understand the role of management and asked why people just didn't know what to do and why they needed someone to lay out the requirements. He had never worked in that kind of environment, as all of his work was mostly repeating the same thing day after day. But over the years, I've had the fantastic opportunity to work with a huge number of great people, both very senior experienced and some new graduates. And over time, I developed some new ways with their help in getting projects done by experimenting with a whole bunch of options. I also let my fingernails grow longer so I can have something to chew on when things went bad in a project, which was very often a normal activity. If you want to have a job where everything goes smoothly and without problems, don't get into projects. I found them to have extreme lows and extreme highs, and sometimes in the same day, which there was a special thrill. Maybe I'm just weird. I want to tell you that I was very successful in projects, eventually. But in the beginning, it was horrible, and I stumbled around trying to figure out how to get them done on time, doing the right things. It was just tough. But over time, over years, I had long discussions over coffee with hundreds of team members, and I was finally able to come up with their help with methods of handling these projects that turned out to be very successful. I owe all of those people so much, as they gave me great feedback on how they felt about their work. And after endless questioning by me, I came to understand how these people work. And so, that understanding helped me experiment on methodologies on getting the projects done. And in the beginning, it was pretty bad. I just didn't know what I was doing. I was blindfolded in a dark room. But after much experimentation and feedback from the team, I was able over a number of years to come up with some ways of getting things done, which turned out to be quite effective. And I would love to take credit for everything, but I can't. A lot of the stuff came from the team members that I worked with. In addition to having those team members I was responsible for, I also had to report to upper management. And there's another place where I struggled. After a number of bad days and meetings with upper management, there were some very kind executives that coached me on how to work with them. My father, being a hard-working farmer mechanic, had no clue how to work on the executive level, so he couldn't teach me. And I'm so thankful to those executives who took me under their wing and helped me. I focused on a methodology that enabled me to work with upper management successfully. Don't think that everything turned out perfectly. It just means my stumbling was less. Over the years, I've documented all of the elements that worked and didn't work, so I could track. Over the years, I have documented all of the elements that worked and didn't work, so I could track best methodologies. I need to tell you, many of the things I did decide to do went against the common thought in getting work done in these projects. Side trip here. You'll have to understand me. I have ADD, and so I will go on side trips easily. When I was a child, my parents were exasperated with me as I constantly questioned everything, and sometimes they took it personally, like I was upset at them, they were doing something wrong. No, I adored my parents, but I was very curious about how things were done in life and why certain decisions were made. I was very inquisitive, and I just loved to learn about life. And while I was a continuous problem growing up, I was their problem child. There were four of us boys, and I was the problem for them. This turned out to be a great thing in my career, as I looked at every item and work I did, trying to figure out how this could be done better. My parents were frustrated. Why can't you just get the work done, rather than trying to figure out how to do it better? And the stories I could tell you about my experiences in my teens trying to do things better is endless. A lot of experimentation, a lot of dead ends. And maybe I'll do that in one of the episodes of this podcast so it could help others in a similar situation, whether you're the teen or you're a parent of a teen. Even though I worked in for-profit businesses, large and small, the topics I'll be discussing will apply to those type of organizations, plus nonprofits and government agencies. It's all the same problem, regardless of the structure of your organization. I'll be discussing projects where there is a definite start and end date. That doesn't include ongoing work, but it's where if you have a project that starts and ends on a certain date and time, then these ideas apply to you. And I've planned a huge number of podcasts on these topics. It's kind of wonderful, like, how could I talk about so much? Oh, it's such a rich opportunity here. For example, coming up, I'm going to list the number one most important element in any project. It's really obvious, but many people miss it. Something very controversial I did was turning the organization chart upside down. Yet, I think it makes a lot of sense, and I got a lot of grief for it. Also, how to get more work done by doing less work. Which, I'm lazy, so it worked out really well. It was a thing my parents were concerned about, how lazy I was. Yes, I was. This one is kind of obvious, but you'd be amazed how it's not done. That is respecting team members. There's a whole issue there. Another one is meetings, solving the painful meetings problem. Another discussion is mental toughness, things I wish I had known earlier in life. It would have been a lot of things. Another one will talk about gratitude. This is the magic bullet for employees. Life becomes so much better with gratitude. Also, if you're in any kind of position of management, how do you truly listen to your team members? So many people talk about this, but do they really listen? Or are they trying to push their ideas down on an employee? Another one is what project leaders and management need to do to stay ahead. How do you stay ahead of things? Because when you're running something like a project, you've got to be thinking a number of steps ahead, not just today or tomorrow, but months down the road usually. Oh, this one is going to be fun to talk about. Technology is a tool. It's just a tool. It's not the end result of your work, even if you work in a technology area. And that's where a lot of confusion. I'll explain why technology is not the end result. Also, I'm going to give you the number one phrase to use with your team that is magical. There's one phrase that I can use, and I have used a lot. And it is amazing how it affects the team members. One of the problems I encountered was team members leaving for another job. And it dawned on me that this turned out to be incredibly disruptive. Because when you bring in a new team member, I don't care how experienced they are, it's still some time, could be days, weeks, or months, until they really get into a good rhythm, they learn the people, they learn the system, and can make it happen. And so hanging on to your team members is an important thing. And I'm not going to say money is not important, because that would be stupid. But even if you don't have options to pay them a lot of money, there are a lot of other things you can do to keep them. And I'll talk about that. And if you're in management, whatever level you're at, it's important to take direction from your team members. They know so much. Even the younger ones who are just learning, everyone knows stuff that will really help you. Truly listening to your team. This one I didn't do in the beginning. But how to be a happy worker. Because I looked around and saw all kinds of problems. No matter where you are, all kinds of problems. But I'm going to talk about how to change your mindset to be happy no matter what your circumstances. Another one is the most important word you will ever say in your work. One word. And that is no. Early on in my career, thought I had to get ahead by agreeing to do everything. I overloaded myself. It was terrible. And I end up messing up and not doing a real good job because I overloaded myself. I'm also going to have a discussion on micromanagement. Who of us has not lived through micromanagement? How dangerous this is. Yes, it seems like an obvious topic, but how come it's still being done so much? I'll explain the reasons why it's done, and how to get around it. And there are so many other topics I want to discuss. Oh, it's endless. So join me on this journey as I take you through the joys and tears of getting projects done. If you're a line worker, lower-level management, upper-level management in a large company or small, this podcast is for you. You'll find great info regardless of your role. And I need to guess to confess, I'm very strange, so if you're looking for a podcast that provides information in a well-laid-out manner, straight, without bizarre ideas, this may not be for you. This may not be for you. However, if you like ideas at times out there past Pluto, this is the podcast. And also, I look forward to getting your feedback as I want to learn from you. Please feel free to disagree with me, as that's how I learn. However, I will not even acknowledge the crazies who just slam me or my ideas without any other information. If you say you're stupid and that's the end of your conversation, I'm done. I don't talk to you. Be civil in your responses. And I will be an amazingly interested listener because I want to learn. I can learn from everybody. And so I look forward to getting together with you on these podcasts. Thank you for joining. Please spread the word to others to let them know, because I want to help as many people as I can getting their work done. And in the long run, making their life easier.